Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is
What about him?
Ask the CLO. We need everybody.
Yes,
every
do.
Vote
we
counts.
We want him.
We want the Terminator. Yes, we
every
do.
Vote
yeah.
counts.
We'll take it.
All right, CLO, here we go. Naja in Detroit writes, my husband's brother walked in on me while I was in the shower. To keep the peace, I didn't even mention it to my husband because it was truly a mistake. His brother told him. My husband said I should have told him. What should I have done?
You said you was trying to keep the peace, right?
Mm-hmm, between the brothers.
But the brother told him, which is the honorable thing to do. Hey, man, my bad. I walked in on your girl. She was in the shower, man. I really didn't mean it. And then all you had to do was say, was I was going to tell you. I was just, you know. It looked, see, by you not saying it, that's what your husband talking about. You should have told him. But then if you tell him, you afraid you might be like, your brother walked in on me when you knew it was an honest mistake. So it's kind of caught between the rock and the hard place. Just got, he'll get over it. That's all.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. All right, he'll get over it.
All you got to do is say, hey, look, next time, if it ever happens again, I will make sure I come to you. But he seemed really sincerely and knew it was an accident. I didn't want to start no mess because your brother real cool. And that's why I didn't say nothing, because I knew it was a real accident. He apologized profusely. And your brother good, so I didn't want to start nothing. Just say that. That's all you can say.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Somebody doesn't agree with that answer.
See, right there, that's because that's he the husband. He good.
You just gonna right. fight your brother?
What? Because he saw your wife naked
in the shower? My bad.
I'm gonna tear his damn ass out as well.
Get your nephew, Steve. All right, moving on to Flora and Destin. Flora says, I've been sleeping with our yard man for a while, and he doesn't like wearing protection. We got into an argument about it, and now he's not answering my husband's text to come to our yard. How can he be so petty when he knows I'm married? What
See,
is going
right here,
on?
Right here, once
God.
Y'all got to quit writing us with all this craziness, acting like it's normal.
Yes.
You're not qualified, Steve.
Dog, I don't, what y'all crazy want me to do?
Yes.
Y'all, I can't apply no rules to this stuff. Because y'all keep coming up with all this abnormal mess like it's regular. I'm sleeping with my yard man, and it's been going on for a while. But he don't like to use protection. So I kind of bought it up. And now, he done quit returning my husband's text because he mad.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with him? What?
What's wrong with
lady,
you?
Lady, you know, and I like the way they don't mention it at first.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sleeping
right.
with the yard man. Okay, cool. Ain't no problem.
Yeah.
Dude
but
coming through.
Yeah.
But now he don't like to wear protection.
Mm.
Okay, now.
No.
I spoke to him about it, that we should wear protection. Because I'm married.
They
got an argument. Mm-hmm. He done quit returning my husband's text because he mad at me. What kind of man? What?
How can he be so petty, she says.
How can he be so petty?
When he knows petty. You're married.
Wait a minute. When you had his baby, how petty that going to be?
Okay.
Right.
What's going
when
on?
When the baby come out looking like the gardener instead of your husband. Because you know he got a big forehead.
This is craziness. It is.
Oh, God. Man.
I ain't got nothing for you, man. Next, Shirley.
Percy in Albany says, my wife has a problem with managing money. I want to save money for special occasions and for Christmas gifts for our children. She basically said to F them kids because she plans to enjoy her life. What kind of mom says that? Is she nuts?
I've said it before myself, person.
I said it before.
So I kind of understand where she coming from on that one right there.
No
but
judgment.
Why we I can't pass judgment on this one. What kind of mother says that, man? Bump them kids. I can't tell you how many times I've said it. I've said it to mine.
But your kids are face grown, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they grown. I get enjoyment talking to them like that now. Because my kids, they cuss around me and stuff like that, Because they grown. They grown people now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all good, And, oh, by the way, Percy, your wife don't want to budget no money. Who wife do?
Yeah.
But they are budgeting in their head. They have it all worked out. Mm-hmm. They just don't tell us about it. Mm-hmm.
They just need extra.
Yeah. They're going to do like they want to.
Yes.
That's what's crazy about it. Mm-hmm. And know we going to say something. Mm-hmm. And you still cool with it. That's why, I ignore you. Come on. Steve, what did I say? I don't know what you said.
Looking at credit card bill.
Uh-huh.
That's what mine does.
All right, last one, Steve. This is from Frank in Baltimore. Frank says, I owned a nightclub with my best friend. He ran off with my girl, and they got married 20 years ago. God. With these CLOs. He called me recently and asked to borrow money. I don't hold grudges, but I'm also not that forgiving. Should I at least meet with him to talk?
No. You need to borrow money.
Yeah.
Borrow from my ex-wife.
That you ran off with.
She ain't got it. That's why he needs to meet.
And she the one probably told him, you ought to call him because he saved his money. You ought to call him. Hey, man, can I borrow? No, I can't give you nothing.
The nerve.
No.
Oh, that took a pair right there to say that.
I'm not letting you borrow nothing, dog. You ran off with my wife.
Would any of you guys meet with him?
Oh, dog, no. We can't see each other.
But they haven't. I've
been
spoken in, 20 years?
But why are you getting mad at me, Tommy, like I'm part of it? I was just saying.
But wait a minute, hold up, though. In the letter, it said that the dude said, I don't hold grudges. Now, look at the three of us on here.
Yeah.
Which one of us three hold grudges?
Oh, that's so easy.
So why is you talking to you?
You right.
Can y'all be in the same room? Yeah.
If you okay, so Steve and Junior, could you really talk to him and meet?
No, I ain't got nothing.
No,
okay. Say, just the same as
don't leave me out, Carla. Don't do that. Don't leave me out.
But everybody knows you hold grudges.
Can you talk to him, Tom?
I'm
whipping his ass as soon as I see him. On sight.
All right,
20
thank
years,
you, CLO.
You're damn right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.